Now, is that something you actually do in your own practice off study? I'm not talking about somebody who refuses surgery, but somebody who looks like they have a clinical CR. Will you go to local excision?
I don't think that's gone to standard practice. We have one surgeon that it's kind of a subjective thing that we'll see that, and if the option is APR, if they see a good response, they won't push very hard because every patient, if you give them a chance, is going to say, I don't want a colostomy. So there's a little bit of that, I don't want a colostomy, and just there's varying degrees of refusing surgery. There's, I don't want a colostomy, and then there's a absolutely refuse to let you do a colostomy. So I think that it's not really something that's offered, but when there's a dynamic between the patient and the surgeon that involves a colostomy, every patient will start off saying, I don't want a colostomy. So it's not really saying, I recommend this, as much as it is sort of a discussion with the patient. But one of our surgeons has been doing that. We reported the results of the patients that he treated. And clearly, with time, there were more local excisions. We only had about 25, which is the largest series of T3 rectal cancer patients. But clearly, it wasn't just adamant refusal of APR that led to local excision. There was some, well, I know that it's a good response and it's probably going to be okay involved in that as well.
And of those 25, how many had local relapse?
We had two patients with local relapse, and the majority of the patients had pathologic complete response. Actually, there were 24 patients, 17 path CRs. There were maybe four or five with gross residual disease. The two patients that recurred, one had gross residual disease on local excision, so she had medical inoperability for a large procedure. And the other patient had 15-node positive breast cancer that had a bone marrow transplant and then got rectal cancer. And so the assumption was that she was going to progress from her breast cancer. So she had a node positive in the pelvis that was on imaging, not biopsied. So she had the local excision, and then that progressed.
Locally or the node?
The node progressed. And so those are two patients that I would say are high risk. They need radical surgery in most situations if they're medically operable.
So the other 16 who had path CRs?
All had local control.
What kind of follow-up?
5 years, 55 months. And there are three other studies, one from the University of South Florida, one from the University of Florida, and one from Thomas Jefferson University, all of whom did the same thing. They selected the pathologic complete responders and did local excision. So there's a lot of this selection going on. So these are very highly selected, single institution, small series. Also, none of those reported any local failure. We were the only ones reporting local failure. So clearly the biology of response, what it is a surrogate for microscopic disease control from the radiation to the other pelvic areas.
Sure. Are there times when it's difficult to determine whether there's a path CR? You know, you see cells that are maybe it's not clear. Is there ever any controversy about whether or not a path CR has occurred, or is it just pretty straightforward?
I think the controversy is if there are cells, are they really clonogenically active or not? Path CR generally means we can't find any cells. It's all fibrotic or mucin. But if there's microscopic cells, most people use a definition of less than 10% of cells that are seen. But in reality, you don't really know if those cells are clonogenically alive or not. So they may, next time they divide, undergo apoptosis. You just don't know by looking under the microscope. So that is an area where we're not really sure. But we know that those patients that have microscopic disease in many disease sites residual track prognostically this similar to the ones that have pathologic complete response.